We have a story now in the studio, as we mentioned. The tide is coming in. Remember tide. Listen to this.
The cleanest queen under the sun is Tide Queen. New Tide
Queen. Detergent in the famous orange box. You can see the rows of Tide in the supermarket, even in my brain right now. What's Tide trying to do to extend its brand here?
Well, you know, you usually think of it for laundry, but they're going into dry cleaning. And dry cleaning is an $8 billion industry. They look at that, they say, oh, we'd like a big piece of that. They also look at the fact that they've kind of tapped out what else they can do with the Tide brand in the U.S. You know, and everyone who's going to buy it is buying it. So they're doing a franchise and letting people open up dry cleaners that are branded with Tide. And get this, one of the trademarks is the whole store will smell like Tide. They even put the smell of Tide on your dry cleaning. So if you like that smell, it'll be on there.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is a P&G.
It's a Procter & Gamble initiative.
And they're no slouches. I mean, these are some of the biggest ad buyers in the world and with some of the strongest brands that have ever been.
That's right. And they've done this already with Mr. Clean. There are some Mr. Clean car washes in different parts of the country where they had a similar initiative. So, you know.
Run by bald guys with earrings.
You know, I don't know if that was part of it, but they certainly had the picture of that guy
up there.
And but, you know, there are skeptics to this because other companies like Unilever, and that's another major consumer product company, they have tried to done this. It's failed. Procter & Gamble tried to do it in the 90s. It's kind of a case study for a very hard business to enter because to do better, you have to either do it much more cheaply, which it's very hard to be cheaper than some of these mom and pop low-cost stores, or you've got to do it a lot better. And, you know, some people think there's a maximum to just how good can that dry cleaning be? I mean, just how crisp can my shirts be?
Right. And, you know, if you have confidence in your dry cleaner, you're not necessarily looking for an upgrade. So price would be really important here. Why isn't Procter & Gamble just buying up existing dry cleaners and transforming them into franchises as opposed to offering actually new business?
Well, to a certain degree, that could be what happens. Existing dry cleaners could do this because you know how a franchise works is it's a local business owner out there who decides to pay a fee to Procter & Gamble to use their brand. I mean, that's how a lot of these fast food restaurants like McDonald's are. And so existing dry cleaners could decide to do this. But the question is, would they want to pay this fee to use the brand and get to use the Tide scent on their clothes? Is it worth that extra cost, particularly in a bad economy?
Well, at the very least, it's a case study in the limits or possible, no limits to a very, very solid brand.
And whether the Tide smell, can that persuade
exactly,
you?
Right. It's Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.